This Warrior Sound update coming to you from San Antonio in the AT&T Center, where the Warriors are set to face the Spurs on this Thursday evening. And here's what we heard from Coach Kerr after today's shoot-around.
You know, our offense is obviously free-flowing, and we have we don't always play out of sets, but we play out of concepts. And we need to get our concepts in order. Drive and kick. Drive and kick against the Clippers was great. Our best game of the year. But it's worth going over in terms of drill work and conceptually talking about what we're trying to do, among other situations as well. And then some late game execution stuff, three-point defense, you know, specialty stuff that we maybe haven't had much time to go over. So we're still talking about details like that.
How much are you looking at that defensive rating number you guys have right now?
You know, I looked at it before the Clipper game. I haven't looked at it since. I showed it to the guys before the Clipper game. I think we were 26th or something. And not something I'm too concerned about, but it's just a reminder that, you know, if we don't play defense, we're just in a pickup game, you know. And our whole identity is built on our defense more than our offense. Everybody talks about our offense, but the defense is what sets up the transition. And what sets up the flow and the pace that we like to play with. And if we're constantly taking the ball out of the net, we can still score, but we can't control games. And that's why the Clipper game was encouraging. We defended well. We didn't foul a whole lot. And we took care of the ball, so we were able to control the entire tempo of the game. That's got to be the formula.
Steve, I was wondering, with all just the different combinations with the bench, where does Sean and Andre go into play, given they're obviously experienced and have a definitive role of making them comfortable?
Yeah, no matter who we put them on the floor with, they're just basketball players. Doesn't even matter what position they play. They can both play basically 1 through 4 when you think about it. And so we can play them with anybody. That's what makes them so valuable. I never look at their stats. I just look at what's going on the court. I thought both of them were brilliant against the Clippers. It was one of the keys to the game was just how efficient they were. There was a beautiful play in the first half. It was like a tic-tac-toe play where JaVale got a dunk. It was probably my favorite play of the game. And typified Sean and Andre. And you know, it was like they got to the right spots as the play was developing. They saw everything that was happening. It was like a chess board. And they were two moves ahead of the rest of the group, all other 8 players on the floor. And Andre swung it to Sean after getting to the right spot. Sean got to the right spot, and boom, 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 Sean hits JaVale for a dunk. That's what Sean and Andre do. They get us organized, and they play the game. They understand the game.